seems to be a busy month for McCamey. Tell us what's all going on this month.
June is a very busy month for us. It's a busy month for animal intake. Lots of animals come in at this time of year. And so we try to do a lot of events and specials so that we can pull the public in to help us move these animals through and get them into their homes.
Why June as far as the animal intake?
Breeding season for animals in the spring, and so kittens and puppies start to get old enough for people to realize that they really didn't want these kittens or puppies and they need to find places for them. And also, unfortunately, some people, when they decide to go on vacation, decide that that's the time to let a pet go, and they come and bring us their pets at that time of year as well. So all through the late spring and through the summer, it's a busy intake time for us.
And you have some adoption specials going on.
We do. We went for 6 weeks this summer with no kittens at all. We had a waiting list for kittens, and then it became be careful what you wish for, and kittens started pouring in. So we have a lot of kittens that are looking for homes at the moment. So we're doing two kittens for $25.
You have an adoption special, dogs that are 1 year and older, is that correct?
Yes, 1 year and older, or half off.
Why that age?
Because usually it's easier to adopt puppies than it is to adopt adult dogs. And right now we have a lot of adult dogs in the center. So when our inventory goes up and our numbers increase and we have lots of animals looking for homes, we look at ways to place them. We aren't in the business of making money on the animals. We're in the business of finding them great homes.
Is there a specific breed of animal that, as far as dog is concerned, that you have the most of?
We have the most of, we call them bully breeds, pit bull, Rottweiler type dogs, dogs with big blocky heads. All of our dogs go through a behavior assessment. So temperament wise, all of our dogs have been behavior tested. So regardless of their breed, they all have to go through that same criteria in order to be made available for adoption.
And the great thing about McCamey, if you're interested in adopting a pet, that someone can log on to the website.
Right. They can look on our website. It links to a website called Pet Finder, and you can look at the animals that we have at the center. We also have a new Lost and Found site now. So if you've lost your pet or if you've found an animal, you can log onto our website and you can upload that pet that you found, or you can search for your own lost pet. We post pictures as soon as the animals get to the center. It's an automated system, and it's brand new for us, so we're really excited about that as well.
And then you have another thing going on, the spay-astray.
Right.
How exactly does that work?
Okay, well, we've received grant money. We apply all the time for national grant money, so it's subsidizing Chattanooga dollars with organizations that help with spay and neuter. So the ASPCA and PetSmart Charities and Petco have all given us money this year to help people get their animals spayed or neutered. So we're doing $5 felines this month. So if you have that loosely owned cat in the community that's wandering around that you feed and Mrs. Smith down the road feeds too, that nobody really wants to take responsibility for, you know, pull together your Starbucks money, bring us the $5, and then we can stop those kittens from just rolling in every year.
So if someone brings the stray in, gets it spayed, they get the stray back. And
they can re-release, right, exactly. Because cats do very well in the community. Cats are very resourceful. If you're an owner of a cat and you just haven't taken that time to have it spayed or neutered, this is a perfect opportunity for you because it's grant subsidized. So it enables us to do this at a very low cost. And it helps people that maybe haven't taken responsibility for that cat in the neighborhood say, you know, maybe we will. We'll be the ones to take responsibility for it. Because it is illegal to have cats running at large if they're able to reproduce. But once you have them spayed or neutered, they can wander in the community. It's not ideal. We would rather they be house pets. But if they're going to be outside, let's stop them from reproducing.
If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Karen Walsh, the executive director of McCamey Animal Center, about the shelter's busy schedule in the month of June. The center's offering several adoption and spay options throughout the month, as well as a unique trail run on the 29th. Finally, to end the month of June, this busy month, you've got an interesting event, the K9K, which is going to be the first of its kind for McCamey, right?
Yeah, and in Chattanooga, too. I mean, it's actually an event that Wild Trails came up with. They do off-road runs. And this is a run that you can do with your trained dog running with you on the trail. Or if your dog isn't trained and your dog likes to just walk with you or run, you can do the 5K or a walk with or without a dog over on the trails in Vista, which used to be DuPont across the road from us. And then we're really lucky at McCamey that we have 10 acres there and the city's supporting us in this. So you can run through the DuPont Park behind the McCamey Center on a trail that has been cut there on the gas line. You can run with your dog. You can run without your dog. If you're really fit, you can do the half marathon. If you're a whole lot more fit than me, you can do the 9K. Or if you'd just like to walk with your dog and your kids, you know, that's part of the event too. When we do these low-cost adoptions, we spay or neuter these animals. We vaccinate them. We deworm them. We microchip them prior to adoption. We deflea them. And then we support them while they live with us. It's about $5 a day to support an animal. So every adoption we do, we lose money on. So we need to do these fundraisers in order to support the animals' care so that they can be moving into homes quickly. What we want to do is make these animals the best deal in town. It's actually a better deal to adopt an animal that's had all those things done at McCamey than it is to pick up a free-to-good home animal and have none of those things done to it, and then you've got the problems of you've got all those kittens that you don't want or all those puppies that you don't want that you bring to us.
Where can people go to find more about the K9K?
McCameyAnimalCenter.org.
And hopefully your opposition isn't a greyhound.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about this event. It's going to be fun and different, and runs are very popular in Chattanooga, and people have asked multiple times to bring dogs, and so this is their opportunity to do that.
The K9K happens Saturday, June 29th at the McCamey Animal Center. For more information, you can visit McCameyAnimalCenter.org. For WUTC, I'm Garrett Crowe.